Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferraci, your health and wellness resource, where you get the whole scoop and nothing but the scoop.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Whole Scoop. We are the Health and Wellness Radio Show here on the Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Carol Ferraci, registered licensed dietitian. Again, practicing way too long, but, you know, it's always been fun. I'm at naturallynutritioninc.com. That's where you'll find me. You know, it's important, if you're a first-time listener, you need to know that the reason that we have this show is to provide you with qualified, certified information from only credentialed experts in the fields of which we talk. So, tonight, again, we don't make any exceptions on this show. Everybody on this show is highly qualified, highly credentialed. So tonight we're talking about how to break the loop, energetics that reset your nervous system. And, you know, I'm going to do some of the business here, and then I'm going to tell you about who's back with us, and it's going to be a fabulous show. But I have to say things like, you know, I'm going to remind you that while our guests are highly credentialed on the topics of discussion, it's always recommended to seek medical advice prior to implementing any and all interventions discussed on this program. The number to call in is 347-855-8894, 347-855-8894. You can also direct questions and comments to our Facebook Blog Talk Radio group page. So that's the Whole Scoop Blog Talk Radio group. Join us, talk to us, tell us what you like to hear, tell us what you don't like to hear, tell us what you want us to do next. We're always open, so let us know. We have a website, thewholescoopradio.com. That's where you're going to find most of the information on our guests and maybe some additional information on the topics of which we discuss. So follow us on Facebook, 347-855-8894. If you want to ask a question, you're welcome to do so. Call in at 347-855-8894. And if you have a question, press the number 1 to get in the queue to let me know that you have a question. And then when we start the questions and I see that you're in the queue, you have a question, I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your telephone number so that you know that you're on air with us. So who do we have tonight? Well, we have one of our recurring guest. He's just a fabulous person. I could read this bio to you, and I'm gonna read some of it for you just so you know. But Paul Pock is with us. He is a licensed massage therapist. Every time that Paul joins us, it's always an enlightening show because the man is just phenomenally a plethora of information, and he's constantly such a hard worker. I know him personally. I'm proud to say that I know him personally. He's constantly just striving to just always strive for better and perfect himself, and he just is always obtaining. Every time I talk to the guy, he's doing a new class, learning new things, and then sharing it with all of his clients. So if you're one of his clients, good for you. And if you're not one of his clients, you're going to want to be. So he has developed a technique of cranial unwinding, which has become a widely accepted practice among massage therapists specializing in pain management. He is a well-known and respected therapist who teaches seminars and workshops throughout the U.S. and Canada, sharing the cranial unwinding technique with fellow therapists. He's a certified core structural integrative therapist and somatic educator and chair mentor to the Board of Massage. See, licensed massage therapist, not always the same. So with that, let's bring Paul on. Let's say, hey, Paul, are you with us? Are you here?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Thank you.
I gotcha. Oh.
Yes.
You are... Yeah, you are. You know, I'm just grateful that you're here, and I'm so thrilled because tonight's going to be amazing. I should tell everybody that Paul named this show. This was not me. Usually, I come up with some names, but this is Paul. So I'm thrilled. You know, this is all you tonight, Paul. This is all about you.
Wow. Wow, I'm honored.
I actually, the whole scoop is just always just, we always look forward to you coming back. So there's no question that you will be back with us again. But I guess we should get a little serious here, tell people what we're talking about. We are talking about the how to break the loop, energetics, and resetting the nervous system. But I'm kind of just going to give people an overview. You know, people don't know, or if they don't know, or maybe they haven't put it together, because sometimes you just need to hear it or see it to kind of get an idea. Up to 1 billion, with a B as in boy, people, nearly 1 in 6 of the world's population, suffer from neurological disorders. And that could be anything from a neuromuscular disorder to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, neuroinfections, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy. I mean, it's just a slew of stuff. It's just amazing. The number of people I think that anybody listening tonight will either can either personally identify or will know somebody or is related to somebody that has any one of those things and plus. So when you said to me, hey, let's do this show, let's do the how to break the loop on resetting the nervous system, I thought, you know what, we really need to talk about that, because I know that some people with these types of issues that we just talked about, they feel like there's no avenue to take, and that they have, or maybe they have one avenue, they've expended it, and now what do they do? So I'm so looking forward to hearing what you have to say. I'm going to shut up now and let you talk. How's that?
You were doing such a great job.
Hey, thanks. So, but we don't really listen to you now, okay?
Fine. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for having me. And I'm so excited about, as you know, I'm excited about life. And, you know, I really believe that we are here to help one another heal and help us along the journey, you know. And I've just been blessed with so many wonderful people in my life. And, you know, it's a great thing, and you're one of them. So what I'm talking about tonight, of course, is, and I know our listeners are probably all familiar with oscillating incoherent forward feed loops, or maybe not.
Right.
They're
Who wouldn't
ubiquitous
be?
Throughout nature. And they've been studied, you know, they're studied, usually they study with E. coli bacteria and yeast and things like that. But basically what it is it takes an outside energetic force in order to reset their nervous system or put them in a proper plane. And kind of where that relies with humans is that, you know, our endocrine system, circadian rhythms are all based upon the energy from the sun. The light from the sun determines whether you're producing cortisol or you're producing melatonin, whether you're waking up. We've all heard of seasonal affective disorder where, you know, if you don't get enough sun, you don't produce enough vitamin D, and there's depression, there's all these other things. So we don't question, like, that energy. But we're – and this is, by the way, mainly in the United States. You know, we've somehow gotten the thought that, oh, energy is like, you know, it's like voodoo or it's not real. And, you know, we're totally content to, you know, look at an EKG or an EEG and look at the magnetic fluctuations of the brain, and we know that they have these – called microcurrents that mimic the currents the body produces to generate cellular healing. And somehow we've turned our lives over to machines and medicine. And we have forgotten that there are ancient techniques and ancient ways of healing that are very valid and used throughout the world. And so tonight, what I want to talk about is a particular therapy that I'm doing, you know, that I developed right now, and it's more of an energetic awareness of realigning the entire, you know, cranium and pelvis and spine just using energetics. And it's a fabulous technique. I'm teaching it. I just got back from Spokane. I was out there working with a doctor and training his, he has a rehab clinic, and I was training his staff. And in fact, he just sent me a wonderful email, you know, espousing all the wonderful things that are going on with his patients. He is a neuro-optometrist. His name is Dr. Todd Wiley. And neuro-optometry is an amazing field right now. But he mainly deals with people with brain injuries and, you know, TBIs, learning disabilities, and all sorts of things. And he develops these glasses that changes the way that the light hits the eye so that it travels down different neural pathways than the ones that are injured, so the traumatic brain injury can begin to heal and can begin to develop new neural pathways and get well much quicker. And so he brought me in. I met him at a conference, a neurophysiology conference, and he was there with some of his staff and his daughter, and I showed him the techniques for, you know, aligning the cranium and the pelvis and the atlas axis, you know, using just energetic techniques. And he was so impressed. He said, "You have to train my staff." So I went and I trained his staff in the technique. And then I just got through teaching here in Orlando, and I've got some classes coming up in outside of Gainesville and you know, just kind of all over the state of Florida at this point. So I'm just thrilled with the work. And all I'm doing is I'm coming in and because I've been in the practice now for 30 years, I've gotten very adept at feeling energy and working with energy with my hands. Which, by the way, you know, here in the United States, it's like, ooh, that's, you know, it's always poo-pooed. And I was the worst among it, you know, in the earlier days of my career. I just thought it was the thing I'd ever heard of. And, but now it's like, you know, it's a huge part of my practice. And, to work with the energetics, because what happens is we all have a loop, you know, just kind of, you get up and you have these same thoughts or this or that, and you dealing with the same thing over and over and over again. And our body is no different. Our body has a loop, and this is what it thinks it is. It's like, this is how it is. It just runs it, and it'll run it whether it's functional or not functional, just like your thoughts. Sometimes they're functional, sometimes they're not.
Well, but, you know, we talk physiologically, we talk about feedback loops and you know, what that actually means chemically and chemically meaning through chemistry and physiology, because one thing leads to another, and you can't do one without the other without having a good feedback loop to make that whole system work. And so
right.
That alone is energy, but it's physiological energy. So you're right. We've poo-pooed a whole lot of stuff that you're talking about in terms of for lack of a better definition, systemic universal energy that's surrounding us. But if we think about it, our bodies are energetic. Our bodies are energy. And so it would stand to reason that the earth and everything that sustains our life is energy and energetic. So why wouldn't we need to put that back in balance? Right?
Yeah, exactly. And so what happens is we, unless we have what they call it a temporal phenomenon, and temporal just means outside, you know, outside of your body, like the sun is the temporal force, you know, an electrical stim machine is a temporal effect. And so it's a temporal effect. So what I do, or what people who do Reiki, or people who do Qigong or Tai Chi, or just, you know, therapeutic touch, there's thousands of techniques out there for using energy. And they're depending upon, and this is, energy is like anything else. Energy is a frequency. It's like there's thousands of radio stations out there. And which one do you tune into? And that is going to determine the results that you get in your practice. And that's going to return the results you get in what you're trying to achieve. So there's very specific listening for, you know, aligning structures that, you know, that's been my love, you know, for the last 30 years working with massage and structural integration. Of course, I would pick up on that energetic field because that's what I do. And
so how do we, what you said makes sense, but I kind of want to hone in on it a little bit because you and I can get carried away with energy for days, and we know this. So rather than just, you know, doing that, let's let people know how resetting that energy and bringing it back into balance, what that really means when we talk about the issues or the disorders that I mentioned earlier in the show. How does that all come together, especially when you're working with people who really just don't even understand what's happening? Are they able to benefit as much as somebody who might be able to participate in some of this or feel a difference? Because sometimes it's subtle and sometimes it's not so subtle. So how do we do all that, Paul? How does that work?
Well, you know, that's a really good question because I have people that really they believe and they're sold. I don't have to convince them of anything. Oh, yeah, I know it's real. And then I have people who are like, you know, yeah, you know, I don't really think this energy stuff is valid, or I don't really feel anything, or, you know, and I, to me, what I say is it's like gravity. If you believe in gravity and you jump off a building, you will fall to the earth. And hopefully it's not a tall building. And if you don't believe in gravity and you jump off the earth and you scream, I don't believe in gravity, gravity doesn't care. The energy doesn't care. Your body doesn't care. Your belief system is irrelevant. You know, if a radioactive, you have a nuclear bomb goes off and you can't see the radiation, it doesn't matter. You know, you're still going to die of radiation poisoning. So this is it's the same thing here. I don't worry about a belief. I can tell you about a client that I had just recently, and she didn't really believe in the energy stuff and didn't want to do it. But she'd had some heart problems, and she'd had to go off. She was on all these medications, and she had to go off of these medications because they had to reset and figure out what was wrong with her heart and all this stuff. And so I said, well, you know, let me do some energetic work with you. Because I know the heart is a very energetic mechanism. That's how they measure it. And it receives energy. And that's how they restart it and reset it. And I know that I have plenty of energy in my hands to help with all of that. So I started just working with her and doing energy work. And, you know, she was feeling better. And then she went back to the doctor. And she came back and she said, you know, I something really strange happened, Paul. I said, well, what was that? And she goes, well, I, you know, did all the blood work because they were trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And my doctor said that my thyroid was working. Thyroid hasn't worked, and I've been on thyroid medication since I was, you know, in my late 20s, and she's now in 65 years old. So, you know, all of a sudden her thyroid kicks back in. Well, we know, like, if you want to change your the circadian rhythm, you change the frequency of the light, you know, full spectrum light will reset your circadian rhythm. So we know that you can reset your whole hormonal system using light. So the energy from people's hands who do energy work resets the endocrine system, or the chakra system is basically your endocrine system. It's your thyroid, it's, you know, your testes, your hormones, the pineal gland, all of that you know, that's where the ancients had noticed, you know, these colors of energy and the frequency is the frequency is determined by the light and the color of the light. So basically, you know, we're working on a very deep level when people are doing energetic work, and anybody who does like Reiki or therapeutic touch can tell you that these things are very real and very true. And there's a lot of real good science behind it. It's just that it's not a drug, and it is dependent upon, you know, a good practitioner. And so there's not a lot of money to be made unless you're just doing it, you know, yourself as a therapist like me, or perhaps you're trying to create a machine that does the same thing. They're actually studying that right now. How do we create this machine that creates these, you know, incoherent forward feed loops like that of the sun or like that of the whatever to start different cell cycles or cycles of the plant for growing. And so it's a very real thing. And so how does someone go about doing it? Well, the first thing you need to do is your research. Go online and look up energy medicine. You'll be completely overwhelmed with, you know, all these people. And there you'll have people who are saying, oh, it's stupid. And you'll have people going, oh, no, it's real. And I can understand both points. I think a lot of times it's overblown. I never promise anybody that, oh, yeah, I'm going to fix your thyroid, or, oh, yeah, I'm going to fix this, or, oh, yeah, I'm going to fix that. I just wouldn't promise that. What I do promise is this is what I know that I can do very specifically and very effectively every time without question. We'll realign your cranium, your atlas axis, and we can measure all those things and your pelvis and the relative position of your cranium and the ears, you know, in relation to all of that. I mean, that can be measured before and after. And I don't care if it's been out your entire life, it will go back in. Because that's not the genetic design. And the genetic blueprint is to have a balanced pelvis and a balanced atlas axis and cranium. So that is just, I'm just reestablishing the energetic blueprint of how it was supposed to be. I do that every day with every client that comes through. When other stuff happens, you know, I had a fellow doctor, very intimidating, a brilliant man, who had heart issues. And, you know, I did the cranial work and the energetic work on him. And he called me up the next day and said, well, what did you do? And I said, and I started stammering because, again, he's a very brilliant man. And I said, I just did blah, 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 my energy work. And we balanced the cranium and the pelvis and, you know, just kind of the energetics coming up and down the spine. And he said, well, my heart went back into rhythm. And it's never done that. He had a rare tropical virus that had caused his heart to scar and be arrhythmic. And he'd have to go to the emergency room where they would shock it back into rhythm. And it just went back into rhythm, quote unquote, by itself. And anybody who does energy work can tell you that their hands are paddles. And what I mean by that are like the energetic, you know, there are energy that comes out of them. You know, there's no question about that. I mean, you know, MIT has done studies and, you know, what they'll say is, yes, the hands are very biomagnetically active. You know, the study after study has shown that people who do energy work, their hands are very biomagnetically active and helps reset the system. Is it going to fix everything? Well, I wish it would, because that would be wonderful. But is it very helpful? Yeah, it's very helpful for a lot of things. And
those are fascinating. Those are just fascinating stories, but let's kind of zero in on a couple of things for people who might be listening who has some, you know, you've been on this show before. We've talked about back pain. We've talked about not having surgery, having surgery. We've talked about, you know, all those issues and the kinds of things that you do and even for yourself personally, the results that you've gotten for yourself personally. But now we're talking about resetting or breaking this loop and resetting the nervous system. How does that what you're talking about, how does that play with people who may have, you know, may have a circadian rhythm that's been altered by surgery, or that has been disrupted by, you know, a bad disc or something? Or, you know, how do you realign, or can you realign, or is it something that you come as close as possible because, you know, there's been an intervention? What do you find with that? Let's take that one, and then I've got another follow-up for a different situation.
Sure. Well, those are excellent questions. And, again, you know, those things are just, they're energetic patterns. And with an energetic pattern, you know, they use like the TENS units. Those things are designed to interrupt an energetic pattern. And the different frequencies and different, you know, pulses are designed to do different things for the muscle and or for the organ, for instance, the heart. You know, that's what your defibrillators, or that's what your pacemaker's about. It just gives a little shock and monitors the rhythm of your heart to make sure that it's staying in rhythm. It's just, it's a little tiny battery that does these electrical pulses. And so with my hands, or with someone who does energetic work, they simply provide you with an outside energy, a temporal or an outside energy source that interrupts your flow, that interrupts your cycle and resets your cycle. And
let's just take somebody like me. For those of you who may not know, you know, recently I had a small traumatic event, maybe, where I actually got body slammed by someone coming down a zip line. I was not on it. I was on the ground. And Paul, you helped me out with that. How did you realign me? Because when I came to you, I had a finger that was broken. I had a wrist that was out. I had my shoulders that were not aligned. And my lower body was completely a mess. So what did you do at that point in time? And then I will talk about the results, because the results have been phenomenal in just one session with you. So let's just break it down a little bit so people can understand that, yes, you've had I had a traumatic event. That would be considered a traumatic event to my body, maybe, you know,
yes.
Other whatever. So how then does this energy work that you're talking about, and you do put your hands on people, you do manipulate as a massage therapist, but you don't always, you also go for the realignment of just energy to energy. So maybe you can just walk somebody through that, okay?
Sure. Well, the first thing I do is I go, and you can feel, or I can feel, where, and again, this is, you know, it's funny that when you have machines that can tell you when your heart is out, or, you know, if you're under stress, you know, because the biomagnetic energy of your brain or your body, your gut, all these things produce biomagnetic fields. And we think we have to have a machine to do that. Well, the ancient people knew better than that. And anybody who does energy work knows better than that. You can actually feel where the energetics are off. And so I usually start at the cranium, and I like to clear the energetic field first, because once I know that I get a balanced energetic field outside of the body, then I know that when I go in to do, like my last client, you know, you couldn't touch her neck. It was too tender. The atlas was way, way out. And normally she'd go to a chiropractor and get it fixed, and her pelvis was always out, and she always had this pain going down one side of her back. And, you know, I do the usual where I stick my fingers in her ears and I look at the pelvis, and I explained exactly, you know, where all this was coming from and where the misalignments were. And then, you know, I go and I do the energetic work. And once I can feel like the energetic balance, you know, coming off of her body, and you can tell when you're getting into a really intense area where there's a lot of, you know, to contract a muscle or to contract, you know, connective tissue, you know, fascia, and to hold that in place takes a lot of energy. And so when you go into that field, you can feel the disturbed field. And I simply go into that field and I wait, you know, I very patiently put my hands over the area and allow the field to unwind. And then all of a sudden the body recognizes like, oh, here's an outside field and this is where I need to be. I simply provide it with a blueprint for how it is to be well. And it's called the body, your body does it. It's called the current of injury. It's a well-known scientific, like this is the current of injury and it stimulates cellular regeneration or bone growth. They knew to do that with someone who, you know, after they had a surgery, they're not healing. They have a frequency. They'll put a, you know, a little machine on it that stimulates, that mimics that field. And but you have it coming out of your hands. I mean, that's been shown many times and a lot of scientific evidence. So I just go in with my, you know, my own energetic field, and I have lots of fields. And not like I don't pick them out. I let my body do that. And I just simply hold over that area until I can it's a nice balanced and even rhythm, and it's not this chaotic, disorganized rhythm. And once the rhythm is organized, and I know that when you stand up, that your pelvis is going to be level, and that the great deal of pain will be resolved in that area. So that's how I personally do it, and that you can just feel the energetic field. It's a real thing. And
well, and I can attest to that personally in that, you know, I am an old client of yours. I've seen you, you know, I saw you years ago. I skipped a
You're
lot of time.
You're a young client of mine.
And then, well, and then came back to you. And there was a lot of time in between from the time that I had seen you last to this most recent time. And your technique has changed. And you
yeah.
do exactly what you just said. And I can say that, you know, I knew that I needed some intervention, and I knew that I needed your intervention, but the technique that you've perfected, I had no idea that I actually needed as much as I did. And what you did for me in one session was you totally realigned me. You allowed me to actually go almost right back into balance and just I was able to just function, and I wasn't really functioning. I was kind of going through the motions as anybody would if they, you know, had something happen to them or had a surgery or whatever, and you give yourself time to heal and you give yourself time to kind of reset and regroup and blah, blah, blah. We all do it. We all been ingrained to learn it that way. But what by coming to you, what had happened was I mean, I didn't even realize my hearing was as off as it was. You reset that. I was able to hear better. My eyesight was more focused. And this sounds kind of ridiculous when you go to a massage therapist and you just want to feel better. But what you do is you align the whole person. And I think that
yeah.
is the point that I'm trying to make for tonight with this particular show, because when you reset the nervous system, you have to look at the whole person, and it does impact and affect everything about that person. So you need to give yourself some more credit here, really. You really
well, thank
do.
You. Well, what happens is, and, you know, I've gone all over the state and country showing and demonstrating this, where, you know, I'll take someone, you know, out of the audience that I don't know, and I always say, do I know you? And it's like, no. And I will talk about the misalignments of the cranium and the misalignment of the pelvis and you know, what happened, like birth trauma or head trauma, things like that. And we'll look at this and we'll talk about, you know, like the wear patterns of their feet, the calluses, and, you know, the back issues and all of these different things. And then I'll show how the misalignments, how, you know, it couldn't have been another way. And then what, just using energy, I'll straighten them up. And it's very dramatic with a lot of people. I mean, very dramatic. And increase or, you know, shifts in pelvises and craniums. It's really, it's amazing. It amazes me every time, and it makes me very pleased and happy to drive this conversation forward about, you know, what is energy. And it's not this airy-fairy thing. It's something that's everywhere, you know, and that our cells, our bodies depend upon it. And without it, we're literally dead.
Give us an example as how dramatic it can be or has been for certain people. Tell us the kind of results you get when you just pick a stranger out of a group, and you know, what kind of responses do you get from that stranger? What kind of responses do you get physiologically, emotionally, and what does the rest of the crowd do when that happens?
Well, first of all, I feel like a rock star when it happens. It is fun.
I bet.
But I'm going to tell you two stories, okay? One, I was in Spokane a few weeks ago, and I was working with Dr. Wiley and his group, and he brought in a little girl, 13 years old, and she sat there, you know, stand up slumped and kind of disinterested, and her mom would tell her to stand up straight, and she couldn't, and she had a terrible forward head posture whenever she tried to stand up. It was probably, a forward head posture is when you're, you know, leaning forward and your head does not sit over your shoulders, and it was probably a good 2.5-3 inches forward head posture. And when we measure her hips, one side was about 4.5-5 inches higher than the other. And we talked about how she slumped her shoulders, and her mom would say, I told her to stand up straight. And, you know, her mom was very prim and proper and, you know, wanted a daughter that was that way. But here was her daughter just kind of slumped. And I immediately asked, I said, so tell me about your daughter's birth. It looked like it was pretty hard. He goes, oh, yeah. How did you know? It's like, well, you know, I kind of can see. And because birth trauma is never resolved, okay, unless someone comes in and energetically resets the system, because the body just thinks this is the way it is for the rest of your life, unless someone comes in like me or someone that I've trained that knows how to reset that system. And so I did, you know, the energy work. And then when I have her stood up, all of a sudden she could stand up straight, and her forward head posture was completely erased. Her head stood over her shoulders. Her shoulders came back, and here was this beautiful young woman instead of this slouching, you know, defiant teenager. And everybody in the room was just aghast. Like, her mom was just couldn't believe her eyes. This was the daughter that she, you know, envisioned. And I explained how just because you told your daughter to stand up straight and put her shoulders back didn't mean that she could. She had such a severe rotation, colon-cranial rotation, that there was no way for her to be able to physically stand up straight. It was just not going to happen. She would always collapse because of the deviations within the cranial membrane system. And when we did that, all of a sudden she could stand up straight, and it totally changed her life. Because when you have a forward head posture, when you're looking down all the time, you develop a tunnel vision, because when you're looking down, your body thinks you're focusing on the ground right in front of you. And so you have very little peripheral awareness, because her mom was also talking about how clumsy she was. And if anybody, you know, if you stand up and you start looking at the ground, what you'll notice is your vision goes all forward, and you develop a forward, you know, a tunnel vision. And so she was not aware and could not be aware of those things around her because of her forward head posture and the way that she had to slope forward. And this was all from birth trauma. And so that was very dramatic. And, you know, I mean, the, you know, those in the dry eye. And I mean, it was a wonderful thing to see, you know, her pelvis shift and balance.
Amazing. That is just amazing.
All of those things.
That's incredible.
Fella. Yeah. Well, thank you. And I'll make this quick because I know that I'm long-winded. But I had a fella who was a very high-powered executive, and he when I looked at him, I said, so you were a forceps deliverer. And he goes, how do you know this? And I said, well, you know, I can just tell by your head. And And then I looked at his pelvis, and his pelvis was sat underneath on one side. It sat underneath his rib on the left side. It was literally underneath his ribs, and was a good 6.5 inches higher on one side than the other. And, you know, I point this out, and he tells me, yes, it's the scoliosis, and there's, you know, nothing you can do about this. It's going to take surgery. And I, you know, of course, know better. I explained that, you know, this is, you know, what happened with the, you know, cranium and how the you know, the distortions within the cranium are pulling the spinal cord, which causes the hip to come up, and that once we relieve the stresses within the cranium, that the pelvis and the hip, you know, and, you know, he's completely not interested. He is a high-powered executive, but he doesn't know exactly why, you know, his friend, you know, sent him here, but he's going to give his friend an earful, I'm sure, when he gets home with this weird guy. And so I'm doing my work, and the first thing he goes, what are you doing? It feels like you're doing nothing. And to which I try to explain all the energy things, and which just makes him madder and madder and madder. And finally,
okay.
He just says, whatever, just literally whatever. And but I know that gravity's working today. And I know that his belief in the system is not relevant. This is not about you're going to believe and so you're going to be better. No, this is an oscillating, incoherent forward feed loop that is literally going to reset his nervous system, whether he believes it or not. His belief is irrelevant. And so when he stands up for the very first time, he was literally yanked out of his mother's womb with the forceps. His pelvis is now level, and 95% of his pain is gone. And
wow.
And he's very, very confused. His reality's now been really shaken. Maybe I have some magical powers, which I do not. I'm a really good therapist, and I love what I do. And so this was someone who didn't believe. This was someone who, you know, actively disbelieved, and who was actually very annoyed that I would even, you know, do something like this. And yet this was someone who had the most dramatic result I've had, you know, in doing this therapy. So that just tells you that, you know, it really isn't about a belief. It isn't about, you know, we're all going to sing Kumbaya and hope for the best. I think that's a good idea,
right?
But that's not what I'm doing. There's a very specific frequency. There's a very specific pattern that takes place. And there's a very specific beginning and middle and end to this work. And I happen to know what it is. So, and that's, you know, it's one of my favorite stories, and it's true.
That's amazing. I mean, I'm sure mouths just dropped open. I'm sure nobody really amazing.
No, they really don't, because people don't really understand, because in chiropractic, you know, in massage, and in all these different therapies, you know, they're not looking at the cranium. They're not looking at resetting the energetic pattern. Or maybe they are, but they don't understand the energetic patterns of the cranium and how you need to reset that so that you can create a balance. Because everything organizes around
that. Pretty much works for any fall.
Yeah. It doesn't.
You see that pretty
like
much work for anything, right? Just people are energy, right?
Yeah.
So how does it work for something chronic? Like, this is the follow-up question. How does that work for something chronic and, say, something that you know, the traditional medical people say, oh, there's nothing else you can do? And I'm thinking, you know, since I'm using myself as an example, I'm going to use my mom as another example. She's got glaucoma. She's got no peripheral vision pretty much, and she's, you know, she's pretty much like kind of functioning out of one eye. How does resetting her, or will resetting her, have you had any results with any of that?
Well, I know that with when I was with Dr. Wiley in Spokane, you know, being an optometrist, you know, he did some peripheral vision tests before and after the work. And I had a pretty dramatic, you know, increase. There was a pretty dramatic increase in the patient's peripheral vision after the work. And so that was remarkable. That was wonderful. What I say is this, is I really don't want to promise anything. And I also don't want to give false hope. But what I do say is that it's not going to hurt you. And it may well, you know, really shift your life. And I wish it was, you know, like in one treatment. Well, you know, typically I can get alignments with one treatment every time. I don't worry about that. But when you're talking about resetting the whole nervous system, you know, it takes time. And I wish that I had I've worked with a number of Parkinson's people. And I wish I could say that. And, you know, Carol, I fixed that. But
I'm not expecting that, Paul. I'm just saying, hey, you know, just, you know, what energetically, if you've had any kind of results at all, because, you know, when you're in a situation like that, any positive result is, you know, huge. And it might be as minute as I can see slightly better and I'm not healed, but I can see slightly better. And that's huge, you know? So I was just wondering.
And that happens a lot. People say, oh, my God, it's like everything's 3D now. Or everything's really much brighter because you do, like, it happened today, my last client of the day. You know, it's like, oh, my God, my whole vision has shifted now. I can, you know, she was going on and on. She's, you know, it's like, oh, my God, how did you do that? And it's like, well, you know, I, number one, didn't do it. This is how you were designed to be. This is not like, you know, and now I'm going to fix you. It's not, I'm just going to show you. All I do is I give the body information that goes, oh, this is how we're supposed to be. I just reset that loop. And I just reset the loop, you know, it's like, let's just reset that. And then see what happens.
Very cool.
And I've been very blessed to, you know, I have a lot of long-term clients. And just because all of a sudden now I've reset everything, that doesn't mean that, oh, you're all better. What it means is you're now on the right path. You know, we've now just said, okay, go this way. This is the way out of the woods. You were walking deeper into the woods, and there was no way for you to get out of the woods. But now this is the way out of the woods. And you still have to walk, and you still have to, you know, move through different phases of healing and stabilizing this. But the body's very capable of doing it once you give it the parameters. And that's what the forward feed loop is. It is a forward feed loop, meaning it information that resets into the, you know, what I call factory settings, so that you are aligned. And just the body is like, it knows where healing is. This is where healing is. This is what the STEM units are for. And they use them in the hospital to help people heal, you know, non-unioning fractures or things that won't heal. This is what they're mimicking the body. And because we've taken humans out of the equation and we think machines and medicine do it better, you know, unfortunately we've lost a lot. But I'm going to try, I'm determined to, you know, shift that around. It's like, no, we don't have to lose that. It's not necessary.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge thing to talk about. We have a few minutes left, and I think we have a couple of blog questions. I'm going to get to those in just a second. But it's a huge thing in that we have been told, and it's been ingrained in us, that once we're told there's nothing else that can be done, then we shut down and we go, okay, there's nothing else. But those of us that are familiar with the energetic cycles of the body, whether it be physiological, universal, you know, energetically in terms of, you know, what you were talking about, we know that all energy can be redirected and reprogrammed. Yeah. It's a matter of and you said it before, you said finding the right practitioner. Now that's really the key, because there are so many people out there that will say, yeah, sure, I can do that, and they really are not in touch with what's happening, and they're not doing it, but they're charging for it. You, on the other hand, are not one of those people. You and I need to just kind of do a caveat here. When I opened the show, I said this man is constantly striving, talking about you, Paul, this man is constantly striving to learn new things and to transfer them to his clients and always bring new techniques and into play with whatever he does. I want to add to that for just a second, and I'm just going to tell everyone, knowing Paul personally and actually being a client of Paul's, but I've also had the pleasure of attending a couple of classes with him, and his commitment and just in general, his overall, he said he loves his work, and he just exudes that constantly with what he does. And so everything that Paul does is about the person that is in front of him. He just completely tunes out of anybody and anything else, so that when you're with Paul and you are his client, it's all about you. And there aren't too many practitioners that can actually say that. I can think of one other who is a colleague of his, and they've been on the show together. The two of them complement each other tremendously well. I'm going to give her a plug. Is that okay, Paul?
Joanne? Oh, I love Joanne.
Yeah. Yeah, Joanne Ficaney. She's been on the show with Paul. She's phenomenal, too. Those two people in particular, I've never seen anything quite like the two of them, where they just get – I can go to either one of them, and I don't have to say a word. I don't even have to tell them. I know, Paul, if I hadn't told you what had happened to me, you still would have zeroed right in on what was going on with me and fixed it. And that's the same way that Joanne is. So I'm saying to everybody out there, if you're listening and you really want to know how to find a good practitioner, it has to be all about you. And that is what you do for people, Paul. So I needed to kind of give you that.
Well, thank you. I think, you know, my model for that, and that is that, you know, one of the most sacred things you can give to someone is your time and your attention. And it's your time and your attention that are so lost in today's world. I mean, we, you know, we're with cell phones, we're with the TV, we're with this, we're with that. And rarely do we have someone who's like there to listen to you and to be there with you, because it is that we're so missing, the connection, the human connection. And we've replaced it with machines and drugs and food and sex and everything, but really connecting. And to me, that is the most sacred thing about my job. You know, that's something I always strive for, and, you know, to be present and to be present. And it's it's like balance. It's always in motion, you know. And but thank you for noticing, and thank you. It's truly my pleasure. I really, you know, I get to go to work. You know, I get to help people, and it's such a gift to me. So, you know,
well, it absolutely comes through loud and clear. So, thank you for what you do, because you do change people's lives. You really do. But that being said, we do have a couple of blog questions.
Sure.
And you know, these are kind of like what we talked about, but maybe people need a little more information. Here's one that says, my son has muscular dystrophy. He's 13. According to the experts, he is pretty much at the end of his expected lifespan. Any thoughts? I'm desperate.
First of all, you find a good practitioner, and you want to work with them as far as allowing, you know, resetting their nervous system. I had some really good success. Another place to go is, I think we talked about before, the MNRI, you know, the Moscatobo Neuro Reflex Integration. She's brilliant with resetting, you know, the reflexes of the brain and the nervous system, so that the I've seen her take people with contractures and then able to move a limb, and within just a few literally seconds or minutes have the arm, you know, released after it's been, you know, paralyzed for, you know, decade or more, or in spasm and unable to move. So
there's lots of things to do. And I always consider there's lots of people out there that who are doing amazing work. And I try to stay in touch with, you know, with a finger on the pulse of the field. And MNRI was a wonderful thing for that type of an issue.
And if anybody doesn't know what that is, we did a show on that with Paul and another guest together.
Yeah.
And that is in our blogged, our archive shows. I'll have to look at the name and put it out on the blog post for the Facebook to kind of, I'll try to put the link out.
Yeah, it was Joy Kimmel. It was Joy Kimmel is the lady's name. She's wonderful. And then, you know, of course, the Moskvitova, you know, neural reflex integration, MNRI, so motor neural reflex integration. So it's wonderful, wonderful work, and phenomenal people, doing amazing things with autism and cerebral palsy and all sorts of other, brain and neurological issues.
And you're certified in that now, right?
I'm working on my certification in that. It's going to take me a while. I take classes when I can, and they cut no slack.
Right.
For me, which is fine with me. I've been busy. I've been traveling and teaching, and have not been able to get into finish up my classes yet. But I will get my certification in that, and. Because there's way more for me to learn. Dr. Moskvitova is one of the most brilliant people on the planet when it comes to understanding the nervous system and neurology. And, I'm not going to miss the opportunity to study with that woman and study with her and train with her whenever I can. And,
that's fabulous.
It is a fabulous
And they get wonderful results. I mean, they get results that nobody else has seen, and
they
it's quite phenomenal.
And so there's a lot of stuff, good stuff out there. You have to just stay diligent and stay optimistic and keep looking. Keep looking, and that's the hard. It's exhausting when you have a child. That has problems. If you're not the number one advocate, the doctors really don't know what to do, and they won't. And it's not they don't know what to do, and they're bad. It's just that it's just not part of their training.
Right.
It really isn't.
Right. And I think we need to stress that a little bit. We've just got a couple of minutes left because, of course, the hour went by really quickly. But this isn't about. Doctors are bad or this one didn't do this. This is about, there are different things. There's always new things to learn. There's always new ways of thinking, and there's always new ways of redesigning and resetting. And that's what the show is about tonight. So, Paul, did you want to, is there anything that you want to kind of recap real quickly? We got about 2 minutes left, and I want to make sure people can get in touch with you. And maybe if you were going to tell us, one or two points that we should be thinking, or maybe our thinking needs to change a little bit, what would they, if you know what they would be, what would you normally tell people?
that's a great question. the hardest thing to do, and I'm going to say this is for me personally, is that in my own healing process, and I've had to work through lots of things, injuries and traumas and, childhood stuff is that always bring it back to yourself. And I don't mean in a blaming sort of way, but it's not your fault. Don't take it on as your fault, but it is your responsibility. It's like an opportunity to heal and, a daily practice of, a positive reading. I get up every morning and I have, I do a reading from a book, and typically it can be anything from the Bible to right now I'm currently reading Radical Acceptance, Living Life with the Heart of a Buddha, and a wonderful book. And it's just really about embracing your life, all of it, you know, the good, the bad, all of it, just radically accepting it. Not in a, so that you can heal. So it's about radically accepting something you can heal. So just don't give up, you know, don't give up. Get up and do, take one step at a time. And that sometimes all we got is just one step. One breath. And the next thing you'll know, you'll look up and you go, wow, I've come a long way.
That's great advice, Paul. Thank you. That's a great way to end the show. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Paul, thank you very, very much. We look forward to having you.
Girl, thank you.
We'll probably be in 2019 now, since we're headed toward the end of the year. We've got one show left. In a couple of weeks, and we're actually going to be talking with an OBGYN to kind of bring in women's issues a little bit. It's something that we really didn't focus and haven't focused on a lot on the show, so we kind of need to do that. So, Paul, how do they get in touch with you real quickly, and then we're going to say goodnight.
You can email me at cranialunwinding@gmail.com. Or you can look up Cranial Unwinding on Facebook, Paul Pock. I have a Cranial Unwinding page there. And you can always call me at 407-331-0312. That's 407-331-0312. In fact, call or text. Text is usually better because I can keep a record of it. So that's it. Thank you so much for having me. And keep going. Keep moving forward,
because
your future is not behind you.
Wonderful, Paul. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and we'll have Paul back again, because I'm sure he's got a whole lot more to say, and he'll have whole new things for us to learn the next time. Thank you, Paul. Night, everybody.
Good night, Carol. Night.
Don't seem to have the music tonight.